40 days of peace, our peace, Ephesians 2:14 says, "For Christ himself is our way of peace. He has made peace between us Jews and you Gentiles by making us all one family, breaking down the wall of contempt that used to separate us." Hi, this is Jim Brown. The Apostle Paul, whose ministry was to the non-Jews, that is, we Gentiles, was pointing out to the Ephesian church that there should be no divide between the Jews and the Gentiles as there had been for ages. The Amplified translation says it this way, "For he himself is our peace and our bond of unity. He who made both groups, Jews and Gentiles, into one body and broke down the barrier, the dividing wall of spiritual antagonism between us." Unquote. Today, our country and indeed the world seems more divided than I can ever remember. Perhaps not since the Civil War back in the 1860s has America been so adversarial. Masks, no masks, shot, no shot, Democrat, Republican, and on and on. Many, it seems, are just looking for reasons not to like someone or to be angry with him. And then this verse, "For he himself is our peace and our bond of unity." The gulf between Jews and Gentiles in the days of Jesus were severe. The Jews had grown up struggling to obey all the Old Testament laws, those rules, and here comes the Gentiles with none of that training, getting saved and coming to Christ. "That's not fair," some of the Jews would argue. "We had to struggle and work, and they just had to accept Jesus, and they're in?" But then the scripture goes on to say, "For Christ himself paid the price, fulfilled the law, and is our peace and our bond of unity." If you're not right with another believer for some reason, Paul's advice to you, based on Ephesians 2, is to get over it. We need to be at peace with one another in a bond of oneness, unity, and love. My prayer for today, Lord, help me to treat every believer I know and meet with the love and respect that you would expect of me because of what you did to make us one. Amen.